Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And it goes on and on. That's enough. I'm out of there.
Hey, everybody. It is Patrick here, and this is a special occasion. We are pulling out to go to Suburbs Fest 2024.
All right.
We're in the Wagon Clean Family Truckster. It is the vessel, officially now. Been dubbed the vessel by Mike Snyder, who's at the wheel. We got Bill Mulligan in the front seat. Hello, Bill.
Howdy.
To my right, the lovely Julie Snyder.
Hello.
And in the back, the anchor, Mike Wagner.
Hello, everyone.
We are headed out to Dayton, Ohio. That's our first stop, where we're going to spend the evening and then make our way to Rockford, Illinois for the fest and its festivities. So we will be checking back in with you guys periodically along the way to give you some reports on our journey. Hey, everybody, checking back in. It's Patrick and the crew driving in the vessel. I got to say, Mike, it's extremely comfortable back here. How's everything up there, Mike, in the front?
We haven't had too many weird driving situations yet, so.
We are driving through the mountains. We are in Maryland, I think, at this point. We haven't, what will we cross into next, Bill? West Virginia or?
West Virginia,
okay. We are going up the mountains and, Mike Wagner, you were mentioning, too, that spending a lot of time in Houston, you love to drive through the mountains in Virginia and Maryland.
Oh, they're fantastic. I mean, Texas mountains are even more impressive. I think there's an overpass on I-10 that was just, oh, beautiful.
As we were getting ready for the trip, Mike mentioned, too, his handle, one of his handles, is top five all time. And we thought we'd go around and do a little few top five things, and so Mike, you came up with the one to kick us off here. Give us what that is.
AM70s gold.
Love it.
Like, everybody's gonna pick their top five all time. We're making a list, top five all time AM70s gold songs, and everybody gets a vote.
Everybody's gonna chip in one song here. Is there anybody who would like to go first? Okay, Julie Snyder, here we go.
I know this is going to be a surprise to everybody, but it's Bread, and it's Baby, I'ma Love You.
Yes.
Love it. Baby, I'ma Want You. Okay.
But I feel like it's I love you, you know. I like to substitute words sometimes and change the lyrics a little bit. I feel it adds a little bit more to the meaning and the feeling.
And I think that's appropriate with a 70s song, too, because, you know, that was before we had the ability to look up the lyrics to anything, right? Everybody sort of mishearing their favorite 70s song is a good thing anyway. That's part of the 70s AM gold. Bread, yes. The soft rock band, David Gates, I believe, was the songwriter. Well, I'll chip in with one that always reminds me of this 70s AM gold. And it was a song I loved when I heard it on the radio. Probably eventually bugged my mom to get me the 45, but that song was Chevy Van. Not appropriate today. It would not work in the 2020s, but Mike, how about you?
I'm going with The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace, because how can you not? That's like classic. And ties back into top five all time, I got, of course, from High Fidelity. And there's a scene where Jack Black does the Night Chicago on there.
Of a summer night in the land of the dollar bill, when the town of Chicago died and they talk about it still, when a man named Al Capone tried to make
that town his own. And he called his gang to war with the forces of the law. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry.
Pick. Yeah, Paper Lace. I'm not sure if I had that 45 or not, but I seem to remember listening to that song a whole bunch. Okay, we'll move to the front seat now. Bill Mulligan, what do you got?
Moonlight Feels Right by Starbuck.
Ooh, well done, you. Good call, Bill. Very nice. What was the band again?
Starbuck.
Starbuck. Wow, that was when you had to buy the Music Power compilation on KTEL to get that one. Moonlight Feels Right. Love it. All right, Mike Snyder, what do you got?
Well, I didn't necessarily like the song at the time. It seemed like every time I turned on the AM radio, this song was on and I didn't like it. Delta Dawn by Tanya Tucker.
Nice.
Now, my mom had the 45. What's interesting, since then, as I've gotten older, I've seen Tanya Tucker twice in the last 10 years. And she always makes a big production of doing Delta Dawn, and I love it.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? Daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn.
All right, folks, checking in from the road. We're headed on, what are we on, 70 or?
70. Yep.
Route 70. And, okay, headed towards 68, West Virginia. I don't know, will we cross through Pennsylvania briefly at any point or? Okay, we'll get back to you on that, folks. We'll report back. We do have the 2020 AAA Road Atlas here. Travel with somebody you trust. That's a big one. It's got Mexico, too. But signing off for now from the vessel, we will report back with you guys later. We'll probably have to be stopping for gas before too long. So talk to you then. Hey, everybody. Patrick checking in. We are rolling through Cumberland, Maryland right now. And, Bill, we have known from past trips that they call Cumberland the
Queen City.
Queen City. That is right. One of many cities we found out that are called the Queen City. We had an idea. Julie was saying that when she's on a road trip, sometimes she'll want a whole album. I love that concept. And one came to my mind, but Julie, I'll let you go first. What is the album that you think of that's definitely a top five road trip album?
It is Sunvolt Trace.
Reality burns the way the world it ends.
Every song has meaning to me, and just I connect with it. Beautiful voice.
Anybody else thoughts on Sunvolt Trace?
Sure. You got an hour? I will say, as I'm a big Jay Farrar fan. I mean, he may not be as successful as Jeff and Wilco, but he's crafted a fine career for himself, and I still love to see him when he comes through. He's spent a time where he kind of was solo, then he would get together with, you know, create a band of Sunvolt musicians and play again. But I still, I still listen to some of his other Sunvolt albums, but he just captured something with Trace that was and is incredible. I mean, it was a critic's darling first, you know, and then, you know, just grew as he played, you know, around the country, and people, you know, kind of latched onto that album. So I'm glad that's one of Julie's favorite albums, because then I could pick another favorite Road album. And I have two answers. One, when Julie's with me, I would play the Cars debut album, because it's very palatable, because everybody loves that album, right? And there's not a bad song on there. If I'm driving by myself, I will say Allman Brothers Fillmore East, because that really feels like a road album to me, but there's too much guitar foreplay and afterplay for Julie to deal with that album. So
yeah, when it goes into that little, and it goes on and on, that's enough. I'm out of there after that.
That's great. Yeah, and the Allman Brothers live, you know, you've got time to explore the whole thing. Whereas Mike Wagner, road trip album for you, that's a top five road trip album.
So when you get in the car, like, and you're going to be in, you're just, and you can kind of like, I think The Who's Tommy is really, because it's a double album,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
So you got plenty of time to do the whole thing uninterrupted, right? So I think that would probably be the one I would pick first.
Okay.
I will chip in with one I think is in the top five, and I think it's a great album, but one of the things about it to me is that the first song on the album sets this tone, and it to me always reminds me of like the excitement or the possibility of like when you're on a trip, you know, going somewhere, and that is I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight by Richard and Linda Thompson. Because it starts off with that song, When I Get to the Border. You know, it's when I get to the border, I'm cutting loose. Like, this is it. And it's one of those things I always like to put it on a road trip. Because it's like, now I'm going to, you know, something different is going to be happening here. Bill, have you have any top five nomination for a road trip album?
Not really. I just tend to listen to whatever it is I've been come across most recently. Although I do like to start off, maybe not a whole album, but it's a little cliche, but Roadrunner by Modern Lovers.
Fantastic. Great one. And of course, the road trip mixtape is a thing, right, that we do. But there you go. Top five nominations for a road trip album. Top five all time. As we roll out to Suburbs Fest 2024, we're just passing Frostburg State University. I think we're still in Maryland. And Midlothian, another one. Exit 33. Oh, we did stop at a Sheetz.
Oh, yeah, Sheetz.
Yeah, Sheetz was great.
and it had a drive-through.
A Sheetz drive-through?
I mean, like, but you didn't get to see the hot dog on the little rotating thing, so that was always out if you just went through the drive-through, because you would really want to be able to check out the hot dog selection, and the condiments are always really very, very special indeed.
Completely agree. Dayton, Ohio, and then Rockford, Illinois. We will report back to you guys shortly. Hey, folks, just checking in. I want to tell you that we've made it into West Virginia. Thank you. We are passing exit 29 in West Virginia. We will be back at you in just a little bit with another top five. Hey, folks, checking in from the road. We are getting ready to have lunch now, and we've decided...
Breaking news.
Two things that go great together, West Virginia and...
Cracker Barrel. Go ahead,
Cracker Barrel.
There it is, Cracker Barrel. I have not been to Cracker Barrel in quite a while. I'm looking forward to it.
You know, you can't go wrong at the Cracker Barrel. We will be looking for albums to purchase there while we're there.
I will be looking for all-day breakfast.
There you go.
And Bill?
I wanted to point out that I'm going to Cracker Barrel ironically.
What do you say, the potty?
All right, we'll report back after lunch and let you know how it went. Hey, everybody. Patrick checking in. We just finished our lunch on the trip out to Suburbs Fest in Rockford, Illinois. This is Wednesday. Everything kicks off tomorrow. But we're driving through West Virginia, and as we said, Cracker Barrel was the choice. And I think everybody was pretty satisfied, wouldn't you say, Julie?
I would definitely agree with that. We all got enough calories, I think, to use up all the gas in the vessel.
Absolutely, we'll agree with that. And I thought the country green beans were pretty good, Bill, the way I remember them. You had those as well.
Yeah, they were very nice.
My aunt used to cook the country green beans, but she would put a little ham in there.
Ham hock.
There you go.
Ham hock. Yes. My mother did too. And you cook it for 8 hours.
That's right. You cook it until
no trace
of flavor.
Right. It was like for 2 days, and I don't know what's left.
Yeah, they just sort of would fall apart when you would pick one up. So we are headed, we're actually around the area of the university, it looks like, the West Virginia University, and we're getting ready to get back on Route 79. And I would say that our server in Cracker Barrel is extremely nice, very good.
Jerome.
Very lovely young man.
Yeah. Yes.
Well done.
Very attentive. Mike was not on his game, though, when Jerome said he was going clockwise, starting with Mike, and Mike pointed to the other Mike, so.
Well, there's two Mikes there.
That's right. Small mic mix-up. So it was a good stopover. I think everybody got what they needed. Hey, Cracker Barrel goes hand-in-hand with everything. But we are going to...
We are now on 79.
We are going to come back at you with another top five. We're all getting ready to think of our top five, all-time top five summer songs. So we're all going to come in with a summer song. Tomorrow is the first day of summer, June 20th, as we record. So get ready.
Breaking news.
We are breaking into Pennsylvania. Pursue your happiness. Folks, we got a report in. We have an alien trail. It seems to be carved into the side of a hill here in West Virginia. We're trying to identify.
Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Mike. Crossed into Pennsylvania. Saw some sort of strange track carved into the hill.
Proceed with caution.
Yes.
If you're near exit 14, proceed with caution. Hey, everybody. Patrick checking in from the road with Mike and Mike and Bill and Julie as we head out to Suburbs Fest in Rockford, Illinois. Suburbs Fest 2024. And we are looking forward to it. We're cruising through the hills of... Are we still in Pennsylvania?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Still in Pennsylvania. And just going through this little piece, digesting a little Cracker Barrel, and rolling along. And right now, top five all time, we're going to do summer songs. And I'm going to go to Bill Mulligan up in the front seat first on this one. Navigator Mulligan, that's right. Slim Jim, Navigator Mulligan. Give us a top five summer song for you.
California Finally by La Luz. It's got a hallucinogenic almost quality that reminds me of hot summers when I was a kid, seeing the heat rising off of the pavement in front of the car.
He doesn't say much, but when he does, it contains multitudes. That's a great pick.
How long it speaks, you just shut up and listen.
That's right. La Luz are from the West Coast. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, I think like Portland area.
Okay.
Very cool band. Now, you know what? I'm going to go next because my pick, although some people might say, oh, Patrick, this one's been played. I've heard it too many times. As we said earlier, Mr. Wagner, I believe, said, it's not the song's fault that you heard it too many times, right? It's still a great song. I just can't, whenever I hear Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas,
oh my gosh, that's a great one.
I just think of summer. I mean, that is just, it comes to my mind in so many ways. It's so perfect, so evocative. And I've been hearing it my whole life and still thinking about summer, so I will go with Heat Wave by Martha and the Vandellas. How about Mr. Wagner?
Well, I love Sly and the Family Stone, and I'm going with Hot Fun in the Summertime because that's a great one. Although I think it's actually been on the pod as a summer song before. I don't know why I think it has been, but I should have looked it up beforehand. But if somebody picked it already for some sort of summer song, just ping me and let me know, and I'll retract this and come up with another one on the ride back.
That's a great pick. We will go to Julie Snyder now. And Julie, top five for you, summer song.
This is a bit controversial, but I'm going to pick the Beach Boys' Any Song.
Okay.
They always, well, used to perform 4th of July in D.C., and I went every summer, and that's what summer means to me.
Beautiful. Oh, we just had a Civic from Pennsylvania really bricking on the vessel right in front of us. The vessel may now run over the Civic. We'll let you know. Let's go to Mike Snyder now as he peels us down Route 70 west toward Washington, Pennsylvania. Mike, what's a summer song for you?
This is a little not cutting edge, very kind of classic rock, but I'm going to go with The Boys of Summer, which was sung by Don Henley but was written by Mike Campbell. So I always think, you know, so I think about, I mean, the videos, it's good video. You see people driving with their top down, and that's part of the lyrics also. So, and you get your sunglasses out and you bitch at all the people in front of you driving like a bunch of clowns, and that's what I do. That's my summer.
That's a great shout. Those are five very solid summer song picks. Honorary mention.
Linda Ronstadt, Heat Wave.
Oh, there you go. Linda putting the spin on Martha and the Vandellas. Great stuff. All right, folks, we are trucking through Pennsylvania on our way to Dayton, Ohio. I've never been to Dayton, Ohio. Is anyone here? Mike has been to Dayton, Ohio. Oh, okay. Little college hoops.
Not a good experience. Kansas lost to UTEP.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's bad. For the boys from Texas El Paso. All right, folks, we will check back in as we get closer. We're about to pass one of my favorite towns. I love saying it. Wheeling, West Virginia.
Wheeling.
We're on the way. We'll check back with you guys in a minute. Folks, I got an update. We are back.
Evening breaking news. We're back
in West Virginia. That's right. We're only in Pennsylvania for a few minutes and a few miles.
In Ohio, right? How far to Ohio from Navigator Bill Mulligan?
Oh, 20 miles maybe.
There you go.
Short piece of, well, we'll go right by Wheeling, West Virginia, I believe, and then we'll, we're going to go by it soon, and then we'll be in Ohio. And Mike did spot a sign for Gumby's Beer and Cigarette World. We'll see if we can find that and report back to you.
Their eyes and ears open for that.
I've been looking. I haven't seen it, but I'm looking.
If anyone out there is traveling this highway, please let us know immediately so we can make it into Gumby's. Maybe a little late by the time you hear this. We may be past it. We have spotted Gumby's Beer and Cigarette World, folks. It is on Highway, just off Highway 470.
Right past it like we did. I think if you take exit 2 that says Bethlehem, which is another fine place to head to, you will get to Gumby's possibly.
Gumby's could only be in Bethlehem. That's perfect. Yes. Gumby's Beer and Cigarette World, folks.
Although looking at the building, it didn't really look like it was actually open. Yeah. It looked kind of like a shack.
It did. Yeah, it didn't look like a world. If it was a world, it's decrepit, that's for sure. But yeah, I think Mike's got it though. Exit 2 to Bethlehem. You should be able to get there. Tell him the vessel sent you, or you arrived in the vessel. Hey everybody, Patrick checking in from Ohio. We're on the road. I'm not sure what route we're on at the moment, but I-70? Definitely, yes, check with the navigator, Bill. We've definitely got a lot of trucks that we've come across here in the past, in the past hour or so. So we're moving on. The vessel is hemmed in. But Mike Snyder's come up with an idea for top five, as we've been doing, all-time guilty pleasure songs. Mike, do you want to kick us off with that?
So as someone who grew up listening to what's called classic rock, I have a lot of song or choices I think other people are guilty pleasures. But I think I'm going to go with the band Rush and Spirit of Radio.
Nice.
I think most people kind of look down on Rush and consider it weird to like them, but fuck them. I listen to Spirit of Radio probably once a month.
It's a great song. There it is. We just got the intro for the show. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs. All right. We're going to go Mike this time. We're going to go to Mike Wagner. I'm very intrigued to see what this choice is going to be, because we've been kind of talking around the topic, so I can't wait to hear what he's going to choose for this one. Top five all-time guilty pleasure song.
It's a twofold. Okay. Because one, I hate when bands copy other songs and just sort of sample, but I don't know if this is actually a sample. Okay. But Mariah Carey, Fantasy, which copies Book of Love by Tom Tom Club, of course. I don't know why. That's a... That is a guilty pleasure. Now that's a guilty pleasure. Rush is not a guilty pleasure, Mike. But Mariah Carey stealing from Tom Tom Club, that's a guilty pleasure.
Time.
I never would have thought Mariah Carey would come out of your mouth when I when we did that. That's great. Okay, Julie Snyder, we'll go to you now. Give us your guilty pleasure for this top five all time.
I'm going with Lover Boy, Working for the Weekend.
Working for the Weekend.
Yes.
Everybody's doing it.
And part of this is because my husband threw out the album after we got married, and so I have to listen to that in a closet somewhere.
Julie is in the closet listening to Loverboy.
Now we know what to get Julie for her birthday this year.
That's right. She can come out of the closet, finally.
They're live this summer because they're opening for Sammy Hagar.
Oh, wow. So you get to see it in person. That's cool. Yes. Hagar. Like Mike, he can't drive 55. Sammy. all right. Bill Mulligan. Let's go to Navigator Bill, and let's see what he's going to come up with his guilty pleasure song.
Cruel Summer by Bananarama. I love the percussion. I'm not exactly sure what that instrument is. It's not a xylophone, but that it reminds me of being 20 years old, and they were all very pretty ladies.
Truer words have not been spoken, and it kind of fit the last top five, too. It could be a summer song and a guilty pleasure song, so they're two for one. I'm going to finish off the category. I'm going to go with a band that a song... It'll never come out of my mouth. Actually I learned about through my kids when they were younger, and I've never stopped loving the song, even though I had to listen to it a million times in the car, and that is Mbop by Hanson.
Oh,
that's a great one.
Thank
that's
you.
A great
love
pop
that.
Song.
Thank you.
That's just got a great riff and is just so sing-alongable, right? But I don't want people to know I'm sitting around listening to that old Hanson tune.
Well, don't put it on a world-famous podcast then, and everybody will know.
All right, so we got Rush, we got Bananarama, we got Loverboy, we got Hanson, and we got a twofer for Mike, which was really nice. Tom Tom Club and Mariah Carey.
Well, that Tom Tom Club is not the guilty pleasure.
That's just the connection.
That's just the connection. Yeah.
All right. And we've got Buck Owens on the radio as we try to make our way through all these trucks. There's a million trucks on the road right now.
In those old cotton fields back home.
Sing it, Buck. Quick update on the rest stop. Bad situation with the vending machines. They were all open. And the guy...
And there was someone guarding them, so I couldn't steal anything.
They seem to be unable to load them, so it's a bad combination. We'll report back if we have more information from the Ohio Department of Transportation. Hey, everybody. Rolling out to Dayton, Ohio. It's Wednesday. It is in the evening. The clouds are gathering around, and we're heading just down past the Air Force Wright Brothers museums that are here just outside of Dayton, home of the Flyers. And appropriately, want to thank Mike Wagner, too, for his idea for Top 5 All Time, having a great handle and coming up with a good idea for some podcasts on the road as we head to Suburbs Fest. We're going to go with songs, top five songs, nominating each one of us, nominating one about planes or flying. And we're going to go to Navigator Bill appropriately first to start this one off. What do you got, Bill Mulligan?
A little goodness from the Paisley Underground, Jet Fighter by the 3 o'clock.
Jet Fighter, that's an excellent song. The 3 o'clock, okay, that's a great one. Now I'm going to go with one in kind of a similar vein. I don't remember if that 3 o'clock record was out on IRS or not. Might have been, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But I know this one I'm going to pick is on an IRS label. I'm almost positive. It's by the Cramps. And it's on their album, Songs the Lord Taught Us. It's called Mystery Plane. And I quote to you now the first four lines of this twisted and excellent song by the Cramps. My daddy drives a UFO, drops me off, and then he goes, leaves me on this mystery plane, but he'll be back for me once again. And I love the Cramps, so I thought I'd go with that one. Let's go to Julie. Julie, what do you have for the top five songs about planes or flying?
I have Learning to Fly by Tom Petty.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out
all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
I love his voice, and I, of course, it brings me to tears when I hear him now, just because I miss him so much. But I don't think, I'm not sure what makes me love it so much, but just, I think the words, the vocals, everything, it's just perfect.
His music has gained a certain kind of almost ethereal quality, a lot of his songs nowadays. Yeah, now that he's on a different plane. And that one's a great example. It really is. I don't know, he wrote about experiences so well, that in like this universal language, I think that was so hard to do. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the back, and Mr. Mike Wagner. Mike, what do you got for this
one? Two things. Okay. First off, because it's from my one of my favorite lines from the book Trouble Boys, when Paul Westerberg told told his record company, he says, "You get me on Hee Haw and I will lip sync Waitress in the Sky." So that's my song about. And then I thought of another one. I thought of another one while when Bill said his song. Remember that song Sky Pilot by the Animals?
Yes, I do remember that.
I was like, I love that song. And it, I don't know, I just had to mention it real quick, because like, we hadn't talked about it before, but now you guys get to be in our conversation. Lucky listeners.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. Tells them it's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry.
That that's a great one. I haven't heard that Animal song in a long time. Sky Pilot, yeah.
really good. And of course, Waitress in the Sky. Who could forget? I wish the Replacements were on Hee Haw. I really do. That would have been a monumental moment. That would have been the end right there. You just turn off Hee Haw and cancel it forever at that point. Yeah. Okay, now we want to go to first, though. I think all of us should say thank you to Mike Snyder for doing the driving in the vessel. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. You're welcome. I've tried to keep the Effenheimers down to a low roar.
And you have. You've been very good.
He's done very well, says the voice of experience. He's been very good.
I haven't quite become Dave Grohl yet, but I did do it once. Man, there's so many great songs about flight. I mean, Jet Airliner, you know, Fly Like an Eagle, Given to Fly by Pearl Jam. But I am going to go with And She Was by the Talking Heads, where the person in the song is flying by. We don't really know what's going on, but she doesn't have a plane. She's just flying up above the earth. Hey!
Sort of lifts above the earth and soars there. And that's a great, catchy tune. It really is. And She Was. Love that. Very good call, Mike. Excellent. It looks to me like, Bill, we're not all that far away from our destination, right?
Oh, about 7 miles.
Cruising in the vessel, everybody. We will report back when we get to our accommodations and let you know what's happening. The Warped Wing Brewing. There, that's where we're headed. Love it. We will report back to you guys as we make our way to Rockford, Illinois for Suburbs Fest 2024. Breaking, folks. We believe there's a connection, but we can't exactly say. But the air show is in Dayton today. The big air show. All one word. And it has to be something to do with the famousness of our podcast talking about top five songs about flying. So... there's only other explanation.
If there's no other explanation, then that's the answer, correct?
That's right. We will report back when we have more information.
Let's sing a song of long ago when things were green and moving slow. And people stopped to say hello. They say hi to you. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me. It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon.
Wheeling, West Virginia.